Hi, this is Grace Linkostas, and you are listening to Claiming the South China Sea. This podcast was brought to you by Leonardtown High School's Global and International Studies seniors. You're educating the world one podcast at a time. Today's topic is the militarization of the South China Sea. Hey folks, this is Gracelyn from Mr. Goldsmith's class, and you're listening to podcast number 107. We're here to answer the question, does a birthright remain yours if a world shifts to a new understanding of ownership? Before we jump in, there are some pretty crucial terms to know, many of which will be discussed at great length. For starters, what exactly is the South China Sea? It is a stretch of water that borders the nations of Brunei, Cambodia, China, Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Taiwan, as well as Vietnam. Next, the United Nations Convention of the Law of the Sea, or UNCLOS, is an official document written in 1982, declaring what maritime boundary is considered the responsibility of a nation. Continuing on, a maritime boundary, as defined by UNCLOS, is the distance from a nation's land border that belongs to the nation. Per this legislation, the agreed distance is 12 nautical miles from the shore of a nation. China's nine-dash line is a term used for a large portion of the South China Sea that the People's Republic of China claim as their own. Within this nine-dash line lay the Spratly and Paracel Islands, a series of archipelagos China claims as their own. Finally, any water that does not fall within a maritime boundary is considered international waters. No one nation has a right to it, and tariffs and other means of taxation cannot be applied to any passing ships. Keep in mind, much of the nine-dash line is considered international waters, with pieces belonging to other nations. With all of those definitions in mind, we loop back to the question of whether or not China has the right to claim the waters within the nine-dash line. Per the United Nations website, the United Nations Convention of the Law of the Sea, written in 1982, created agreements within nations to not only care for one's maritime boundary, but to respect the sovereignty of a nation's claim within reason. Article 89 of this convention states, quote, "No state may validly purport to subject any part of the high seas to its sovereignty," end quote. Among the signatories from the 1982 document, China is noted for agreeing to the terms set by UNCLOS. The official website also added China to the list of ratifications, accessions, and secessions to the convention on June 7th of 1996. China's nine-dash line expands farther out than the 12 nautical miles permitted. A large portion of the claim is counted again as international waters, used by many nations, including the United States, for transportation of things like goods globally. The United States Council on Foreign Relations monitors U.S. action in different ways, from political policies to statements. The event in question is measured by the U.S. impact, with issues within the South China Sea noted as critical and worsening. As the presence of Chinese military equipment increases on the islands, the Council explains so does the presence of the United States Armed Forces, along with other nations, like the United Kingdom and France. With the threat of tariffs on trade throughout the region, the pressure from bases forming on Paracel and Spratly Islands, the safety and security of ships passing through comes into question. Beyond the impact felt by the United States, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations together formed an agreement that the regulations established in UNCLOS were being violated. They claim Chinese presence has grown increasingly aggressive, citing an attack on Vietnamese fishermen whose boat was sunk off the coast of the Paracel Islands. In his 2020 press statement regarding the maritime claims of the South China Sea, United States Secretary of State Michael Pompeo said, quote, "Beijing uses intimidation to undermine the sovereign rights of Southeast Asian coastal states in the South China Sea, bully them out of offshore resources, assert unilateral dominance, and replace international law with might make right," end quote. While China may once have had a claim to the South China Sea territory, they agreed when they signed UNCLOS in 1982 and implemented it in 1996 to not only respect the other members of the region, but understand that they agreed to the world to comply. However, Chinese President Xi Jinping has stated his opinion on the South China Sea, regarding it as the right of his nation to own. In the article written by Brookings journalist Andrew Chubb, he states, quote, that from 2006, the Beijing began to use law enforcement ships to expand its control of large swaths of disputed water, end quote. He also quotes Xi's promise that China will not give up what they see as theirs. However, they are not completely unwavering in their owning of the territory. The South China Morning Post's Catherine Wong shows that Xi is willing to extend a deal to the Philippines should their leader, Rodrigo Duterte, agree to pull back and withstand foreign pressure, likely from nations like the United States who hope that China will pull back. Unfortunately, China is showing a willingness to allow conflict to start. They have faced military presence not only from the United States, but other nations slowly moving into the South China Sea, working to intimidate them into pulling back to their agreed upon 12 nautical miles. Though the conflict is ongoing, it is something that would have lasted even without the growing tensions across the world. So, what all have we learned? To sum it all up, China is laying claim to a large portion of the South China Sea. The United Nations disapproves due to the active violation of the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. The United States sees the act as a potential threat, not only economically, but with the increasing military presence on the islands. Nations are mobilizing within the sea, working to push China's influence back to their official maritime boundary. National groups are working to protest the Nine Dash Line, taking it to the arbitration courts. With all that in mind, a new question also presents itself. Will China pull back to the agreed-upon limits, or will this conflict escalate into something more? Only time will tell. Thank you all so much for taking the opportunity to listen to what I had to say today. A special thank you to Mr. Goldsmith for the opportunity to create this podcast, and to Kevin MacLeod, the composer of the intro and outro music, chosen via Incompetech.com. If you care to hear more about China, head over to podcast number 104, where Rebecca will be discussing the Hong Kong protests and other democratic conflicts. This is Graceland Casas, signing off.